On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Ravens sit at 1-4. They take on the Rams on Sunday. But what do the analytics say about the Ravens? Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Aaron Schatz. He's the creator of DVOA. He's also the chief analytics officer for FTN Fantasy. And Aaron, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I remember we had you on a while back, and the team 2 years ago was, according to your model, I think the greatest DVOA team of all time. This team, our eyeballs tell us it's bad. Is it kinder when looked through an analytic lens?
Oh, so far this year? No, I don't think so. I mean, the first couple games, right, were fine, but the last game was horrible. So I have them 22nd right now, but they're 22nd with a big downward arrow that bounces when people come back from injuries and goes back up again. So it's sort of, they're in a really weird place.
Well, Aaron, looking at the defensive DVOA in particular, just how bad is it?
I have them 26th so far this year. They're not as bad as the worst defenses. They're not as bad as what like Miami has been or the Jets. But it's pretty bad. 26th against the pass, 27th against the run. So they're all around bad. And obviously, I mean, they're just missing a ton of guys.
Well, I guess that's sort of where we wonder where the rubber hits the road. Like, you obviously have a model and you've got, algorithm, whatever, that's kind of ranking these teams before the season starts when they're all at relative health and what right sort of a reasonable expectation should be. Like, okay, Roquan Smith hasn't really played that well for a while. Like, in all honesty, I don't really care about Pro Bowls. Losing Madubuike is a big one for sure, but like, should a defense crater that much because it loses, you know what I mean? Because it loses right. A D tackle. Like, the Rams had to occasionally play without Aaron Donald. I don't remember them losing 44-10 at home.
Yeah. I mean, this game, they, you know, no Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton and Marlon Humphrey. And it's just guy after guy after guy. But even early in the season, the defense was not playing well. Mm-mm. The thing is that when the defense was healthy and not playing well, it was only like a couple of games. And defense is just less predictive and more variable than offense is. So you really need to look at the longer term. And the fact is, this defense was very good in the second half of last season with most of the same guys. So the projection was that this defense would be pretty good this year. And even after it was bad in the first couple of games, I think there was a strong feeling that they would bounce back and be pretty good for the whole year. Now, when most of these guys come back, I think there's sort of the same feeling. You know, Madubuike is not coming back. But with the other guys coming back, they should be at least an average defense. The question is, when are those guys coming back?
We're talking to Aaron Schatz, Inside Access here on The Fan. And I apologize in advance if you can't answer this question, but I'm just curious, like, based on your the DVOA, do you think is it over for this team, or do you think this team still can make the playoffs?
oh, I absolutely think this team can still make the playoffs. They have something like the 27th ranked schedule after their bye week. So if you think, okay, so what they need to make the playoffs is they need the defenders to come back at some point in the next month, and they need Lamar Jackson to play the entire rest of the season, other than this week, right? If Lamar Jackson comes back after the bye week and he plays the rest of the season after the bye week, then they're in reasonable shape because it's not a strong division. I mean, my latest simulation has them making the playoffs 56% of the time.
Wow.
If Lamar Jackson, but that's assuming Lamar Jackson is back. If Lamar Jackson is not back after the bye week, because offenses, they should still have one of the strongest offenses in the league. If they have Lamar Jackson and they have Ronnie Stanley, they should have one of the four or five strongest offenses in the league. If they don't have those guys, then no.
Well, how much of the optimism outside of the schedule, you mentioned the division, are you not buying the Steelers thus far?
We have the Steelers as about an average team such far. So we have the Steelers making the playoffs. Like the division, we have the Steelers winning it 51%, the Ravens 42%, and then like a little bit for the other two teams. So we have the Steelers projected a little bit better than the Ravens, but I'm not buying that 3-1 means that they're going to suddenly win 12 games or something.
You mentioned Lamar, you mentioned Ronnie Stanley. If let's say Lamar comes back, because that's a soft tissue thing, and he will be back at some point, whether it gets aggravated or not, it's a different story. Ronnie Stanley's been dealing with lower leg ankle stuff. It almost ended his career years ago. It looks like they have zero efficiency in the run game right now without Pat Ricard, and obviously no Lamar for this last game, but Lamar was here for the other ones. The early down rushing from Derrick Henry is suboptimal, and he is pushing 32 years old. Is there any part of you that wonders if, even on the other side of a bye, this offense isn't electric enough to offset the defense?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it's possible the running game is that Henry has gotten old. And you're right about Stanley. His injury is more worrying. He's not as important as Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And of course, there's always the possibility that there will be more injuries, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, Lamar Jackson has all his receivers. Well, what if that changes? Then that now you have further problems. So I don't think it's a guarantee that the offense is going to be back to being one of the top five in the league when Lamar Jackson is back after the bye week. But Ricard's not out for the season, right? Like, there isn't the idea that he's going to come back at some point.
It's pretty nebulous. I mean, he was supposed to be back two or three weeks in, so he's had a setback.
Yeah, Harp said he thinks he's going to be back for the Bears game now, but we'll see.
The Stanley thing is more worrying because Stanley has had this problem in the past.
Yeah.
Aaron, we were just talking about how wide open the AFC is. Who is right now the team to beat in the AFC for you?
I still think it's Buffalo. If you combine what they've done this year and what we knew about them going into the season, Buffalo is clearly still the team to beat. I mean, they're 4-1, but we know that they're really good, right? Our belief about them before the season, sort of the preseason priors, were much stronger than for Indianapolis or Jacksonville. You know, if the Chiefs are their main competition, they currently have a 2-game lead on the Chiefs. So I think the Bills are clearly still the team to beat in the AFC.
Is this the year where Kansas City does not win the AFC West?
It's a definite possibility. It's a definite possibility. Not as much because I think Kansas City is bad. Kansas City at 2-3 is sixth in DVOA right now. They have played better than their record. It's the opposite of last year. But the Broncos and Chargers are also pretty good, and the Broncos and Chargers currently have a 1-game lead on Kansas City. So, yeah, we only have Kansas City winning the division about a third of the time. We have it split about a third, a third, a third between those three teams.
Not sure if you would have run the numbers on this or not, but I have found myself becoming increasingly willing to entertain the concept that at least two teams from the AFC South make the playoffs and maybe three. Am I completely crazy brained?
No, you are not. You are not. I thought before the season that Jacksonville could win that division. I did not see the Colts coming.
Right.
I didn't see the Colts. The Colts have been phenomenal. But Jacksonville has been very good. And then Houston, like Houston's rating is biased by this game against the Ravens, where they clobbered the Ravens with nobody left on the field. I don't think the Texans, certainly offensively, the Texans are not
right.
Actually as good as they looked on Sunday. Defensively, though, they are very good. So, yes, there is a very strong chance that two teams from the AFC South, the playoffs, it's hard to believe three will. Mm-hmm. But two is a definite possibility.
Aaron Schatz is the Chief Analytics Officer for FTM Fantasy. He's the creator of DVOA. Aaron, thank you as always
thank
for your
you.
Time. It's always fun chatting with you.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Coming up next, though, we get back to the Ravens. And last Sunday, or a couple days ago, it was ugly. But what if that wasn't rock bottom? Time for some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.